Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, December 2nd. Recreational marijuana was legalized in the state of Colorado with the passage of Amendment 64 in 2012. A much less talked about result of its passage was the legalization of industrial hemp in the state. A burgeoning industrial hemp industry in Colorado has developed over the past 4 years while regulations are sorted out. On Tuesday, that process gained momentum when the Colorado Department of Agriculture, or CDA, announced that 3 industrial hemp seed varieties are now eligible to be grown by the Colorado Seed Growers Association for production of CDA-approved certified seed. According to state law, industrial hemp must test at or below 0.3% THC on a dry weight basis. THC is tetrahydrocannabinol, the psychoactive component of the plant. Tuesday's announcement by the CDA means that Colorado farmers and growers of industrial hemp will soon have access to legal seeds with known and tested genetics that meet the 0.3% or less THC threshold. Dwayne Sinning, Assistant Director in the Division of Plant Industry in the Colorado Department of Agriculture, spoke about the significance of the announcement with KVNF News on Friday.
It does make this really a mainstream crop. A farmer already has the same thing with hemp that he would face with alfalfa or corn or whatever crop that may be. He's got to worry about water. He's got to worry about hail. He's got to, all the things, insects, all the things that go along with it. What this does is give him an opportunity to make the same decision on his crop that he has to make on those without an added, boy, am I going to be able to harvest it? Will it stay under 0.3? And that he's gambling and having to measure all the time. So I think that's why it's so important for this emerging industry. It makes it more mainstream agriculture and allows farmers to make the same buying decisions and crop choice decisions that he would as he picks up every other crop when he goes to the elevator to pick up his seed.
The 3 hemp seed varieties that were approved certified seed by the CDA are called Eleta Campana, Fibranova, and Helena. They were tested in a first-of-its-kind program by the CDA that grew hemp in 5 different regions of the state. Hemp seed varieties were grown and tested in the Northeast, Southeast, Front Range, the San Luis Valley, and on the Western Slope in Fruta. These 5 locations vary in daytime and nighttime temperatures, in altitude, length of growing season, and soil types. While these 3 varieties represent a good start, Sinning anticipated that more varieties of hemp seed will be certified in 2017 and in the years to come.
Those are the primary colors that the industry will be faced with. Next year, we hope there'll be some secondary colors that come out, and the years following, we hope to fulfill the whole palette of needs of the state would have in varieties. But it's a slow process to get them all there, to get them through the program, and then get them seed produced here.
Hemp farms are sprouting up throughout the KVNF listing area, and local farmers greeted Tuesday's announcement by the CDA with enthusiasm. DJ Petz, one of a group of farmers who runs Happy Buddha Hemp Company in Paonia, talked with KVNF News on Friday.
Yes, it was a big deal. I steps in the right direction of having more access to more types of strains of hemp, depending on the products that you're growing, basically. And it also shows support. It shows the support of the state to get us the seeds that we need.
As Sinning mentioned, one of the test areas for the CDA seed program was the Western Slope. The climate in this area is perfect for growing hemp, and Petz is one of many area farmers forming the new industrial hemp industry.
Yeah, it's just like anything you do, you find the other people who are doing it too. And I have met in the tens, I've met at least 10 different hemp growers here in this area. That includes the Delta and Montrose area and even the Carbondale area. Time and again, we've been taking some of our stuff and some of the other people who have been growing out in this valley out to Denver to get it tested and then show it to people out there. And it just keeps coming back that the quality is there. I think it's still an uncertain science, but literally the altitude itself makes a difference. You grow a plant in 1 altitude, you grow the same plant in just 200 feet different altitude, you get a different product out of it. And so we don't quite know exactly what's going on other than that this valley is magic.
While growth in the new hemp industry in Colorado has been slowed by the long process of writing an elaborate new regulatory framework, there are other forces holding it back.
That's one of the main issues. I'd say there's three main ones. Other than that, there's also education. Most people don't even know what hemp is. And so when you're growing something that people don't understand what it is, that's a problem. And then the third problem is actually it's an emerging market. So there's not actually a place where once, as a farmer, you grow your product to take it to, one, for processing, two, to actually sell it. And so those are the three biggest issues. It's the government ones, like you mentioned. It's the education of what it is, and it's the actual emerging market and the marketplace itself.
Hemp farmers are thrilled not only with the three seed varieties that just got certified, but also because there are more varieties of CDA-certified seeds coming in the near future.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited about that. Just hearing you say that is exciting news because, you know, I'm on a quest for the best genetics for whatever products we make. And so I haven't got there yet, but that's an ongoing, never perfected thing. And so the more genetics I have access to, the better.
According to a press release, San Miguel Sheriff's deputies, responding to a report of an uncontrolled fire and smoke at a residence outside of Norwood last month, unexpectedly found more than 100 pounds of marijuana. Deputies say upon arrival to the November 18th call, they found six individuals processing more than 100 pounds of marijuana buds, with an estimated retail value of more than $400,000. The deputies obtained a search warrant for the area and seized the cannabis. The man claiming ownership of the marijuana told deputies the 100 pounds was for his personal medical use to alleviate back pain. He was found to hold a permit from a physician to possess 32 ounces of cannabis, which was returned to him by the sheriff's office in accordance with Colorado law. The reported smoke, which could be seen from several miles away, was a result of the people at the residence burning leftover cannabis plant stalks. No arrests were made, and the case has been referred to the district attorney's office. In sports news, University of Colorado football coach Mike McIntyre was named Coach of the Year. McIntyre joins Bill McCartney as the only coaches from CU to win the Walter Camp Coach of the Year award. McIntyre led the Buffaloes to a 10-2 record and a top 10 ranking. The 9th-ranked Buffs will take on number 4 Washington in the Pac-12 championship game. The contest marks the first time that either team has played in the conference title game. The teams kick off at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California at 7 p.m. Mountain Time tonight. And that was your regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.